This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The mayor of Lordstown says the village should be able to weather General Motors' plan to eliminate a production shift at the plant that assembles the Chevy Cruze. Friday's announcement that 1,500 second shift workers will be laid off comes after the elimination of the third shift last year. Mayor Arno Hill says losing the highly paid third shift was difficult for the village, but they planned ahead and were able to stay financially prudent when the plant was doing well. He's concerned, though, for workers affected by this latest announcement.
Normally when there's layoffs like this, it's usually the younger ones who are the least apt to be able to weather a storm like this. Do they have families to raise and, you know, newly purchased houses and things like that?
Hill says he's still encouraged about the plant's future, since the Cruze will be built there for about four more years. He adds that he believes upgrades to the plant in the 1990s will allow it to be adapted for making other models in the future. Cleveland police alerted by odors emanating from a building's exhaust system raided a large indoor marijuana grow operation in an inner-city neighborhood. Cleveland.com reports police found around 250 plants and 300 pounds of harvested marijuana inside a building outfitted with grow lights worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. A man identified as the operator of the grow site was arrested. An employee at a business across the street from the building said the operator told people he made and repaired furniture when he moved there a year ago. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it will dredge two recreational harbors in Ohio for the first time in several years. The Army Corps says it will dredge the Rocky River and Vermilion harbors this summer. Nearly $1 million in federal money will help fund the Rocky River project, while about $900,000 has been earmarked for Vermilion. High water levels in the Great Lakes have helped postpone dredging projects at many harbors. Army Corps officials say shallow draft recreational harbors used by fishing and recreational boats are most in need of dredging. Rocky River and Vermilion are the only shallow draft recreational harbors in Northeast Ohio. The Akron Fire Department is investigating two house fires that left five people without shelter and one person dead. The first fire in the 600 block of Krause Street began early Saturday evening. The Beacon Journal reports the fire killed one elderly woman. A man believed to be her son escaped. A second fire began early Sunday morning in the 300 block of North Arlington Street. One child and four adults escaped. A fire spokesman said both fires resulted in total losses. The identities of the victims and the causes of the fire have not been released. A handful of polling places are being moved out of Youngstown area schools for the May primary over concern for student safety. The Mahoning County Board of Elections says it's moving polling locations from six schools because many of the locations would have had voters sharing hallways or entrances with students. One board member says the move is precautionary and that she would rather be safe than sorry with kids. Akron City Council is expected to vote tonight on whether to prohibit the sale of tobacco products to those under 21. WKSU's ML Schultze reports that proponents hope the rest of Summit County will follow Akron's lead.
Those pushing to increase the age from 18 to 21 include public health officials, pediatricians, the national group Tobacco 21, and the head of the city's effort to combat infant mortality. They note that 2% of tobacco sales are to people under age 21. But those sales end up producing 90% of new smokers. No one has lobbied openly against the proposal, but at a committee meeting earlier this month, Councilmember Donnie Kammer raised questions with Health Commissioner Donna Skoda about fairness.
I want you to vote. I want you to serve in our military, but when you're 19 years old, I don't want you to smoke. So This is something that I've been thinking about.
And so, if I could just say with all respect, that is what we should be doing. We, at all cost, should be protecting every single child's brain until they're at least 21 or 22, 23 years old, until we know it's developed.
About half of the 460 businesses in Summit County licensed to sell tobacco products are in Akron. Skoda has been meeting with other officials in the county to talk about raising their minimum ages as well. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.
Organizers in Canton are beginning to plan for the NFL centennial celebration in 2 years. Officials haven't yet announced any of the events for the week-long celebration to be held in September 2020. But Pro Football Hall of Fame officials say they expect it will be the biggest gathering in the history of football to mark the league's 100th season. Members of the host committee tell the repository that they're in the early stages of planning. The head of the Canton Visitors Bureau says the event should have a significant economic impact that spreads through northeastern Ohio. The Cavs fell to the Indiana Pacers yesterday in Game 1 of the playoffs, the Cavs' first opening round loss in 8 years. Despite rallying in the third quarter to narrow the gap to 7, the Cavs lost 98-80. Manny Salem watched the game at the Barley House in downtown Akron. He's a lifelong Cavs fan and thinks the problem is that the team hasn't been taking games seriously this season.
Every time they go to a game, they just act like it's nothing. They don't really think about how, like, playing games before the finals factors into the end analysis. Because, like, playing games is practice. So when you get to the finals, like, you're going to use that practice from other games to get to the finals. But they don't think about that. They're just like, oh, yeah, we're really good.
Meanwhile, LeBron James surpassed Michael Jordan for the second most made field goals in playoff history. Game two of the best of seven game series is Wednesday night in Cleveland. This is WKSU.